think some of it's Olympic driven, or do you think it's something other than that?
It might be Olympic driven. I think it's more, honestly, a couple of players like Thomas Peters. Thomas Peters went to Illinois. He won a national championship in 2012, I think, and came back to Europe after he graduated at the U of I and did great, got his card on tour, and that kind of motivates a lot of young players, you know. They want to do the same, and I think that's how it starts. And then we've got, in Belgium, we've got Nicolas Coulthard, who made the Ryder Cup in 2012 as well, so that's a big deal, you know. When you have a player making the Ryder Cup, like, media comes in, it goes on the news, newspaper, everything, so... And the federation tries to like bring some more players into the game, and
what do you think the key will be to advancing all the way to Sunday and taking this whole thing down?
I mean, honestly, I think it's a marathon. You know, it's a long, very long tournament. So you just gotta keep playing my game. You know, anything can happen. Honestly, you can hit some great shots, have some bad luck, hit some pretty poor shots, and have some luck. You know, it's. So I just gotta keep playing my game and see whatever happens. You know?
What is your game? How do you describe your
game? My game is just, I've been driving it pretty well, so I just gotta be confident with my drive. Don't be like, okay, it's maybe not a driver, maybe a 3-wood. Just keep hitting my shots. Yep. Driver is strong sided, you know, don't hit stupid shots, strong side. Keep it below the hole. And and if you don't hit the green, get it up and down.
Do you think that the fact that you've played in the NCAAs, that they've changed the match play, does that benefit guys now that have played in a couple of those coming to these type of events?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, NCAAs, I don't want to say brutal tournament, but it's very, very hard. It was very tough with the weather as well. Got very hot, and then if you reach the semis or finals, it's a very, very long tournament. You got a practice round, 4-round stroke play, first round match play, second round match play. I mean, and all that in 100 degrees.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate
all right, you're welcome.
Thomas, hi.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you again.
So, at the Palmer Cup. Could you tell me a little bit about your match and how it played out today?
Yeah, so I started off pretty well. I birdied my first hole. Then I missed a shorty for birdie on the next hole. Got back to even par. Got back to square and got a big down, to be honest. I lost almost three holes in a row, got back to three down, so and then after, on hole number seven, I made a huge putt. I made, like, I think it was a 60-footer, and I kind of changed the momentum. I was able to gain some momentum back and make some birdies and just keep playing my game, like I said, and kind of helped me to come back into my zone and play my game and just finish it off at the end.
Up yesterday, the playoff, and just having to kind of wait for that, and then all of a sudden somebody says go.
Yeah. Today was a solid day. I was even par, which is, it was windy and stuff, so that was very solid. I just didn't really change my mindset from what the first 2 days was. It just hit fairways and greens and kind of try and have other people make mistakes. So I did a pretty good job of that today, and it turned out well.
Were you up right away from the start, or was there ever a point where you were kind of even and you kind of had to dig down to build a lead?
I won, we were all square through three, and then I won 4 and 5, and I won.
You're 5 up after 11.
Yeah, so I won 4, 5, 9, 10, 11, I think.
Was it all about making putts, or did you hit some approach shots so you just were able to keep giving yourself looks?
I had a good shot on 4 to set up a birdie, and then I made a pretty good putt on 5 for birdie. Other than that, it was just, you know, making good solid pars. This course is tough, and with the wind today especially, that was enough on a lot of holes.
How did this work today? With the playoff, Mike was saying something about you didn't know you had, like, 20 minutes ahead of you. I mean, what was the time frame? What was going on at the start of the day?
It was a little hectic. I got here about, I knew the first tee time was 9:45, so I got here at 8:40 or so. But then I was just hanging out with Dietrich in here, you know, waiting to hear for tee times, and then I went out to start putting in around 9:15 or 9:20 and got a call around 9:20 saying I was on the tee at 9:45. So it was kind of a quick warm-up, just, you know, I hit 7 balls, and then I hit a few putts and was on the tee.
So you were playing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure with tomorrow being the potential double day, I guess closing somebody out a little short of 18 holes is that good? So you don't have to play as many holes today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously in these long weeks, any time you can conserve energy and get off your feet is really good. So finishing matches early is definitely a good thing.
I'm a guy that starts to get comfortable on the golf course over time. I never really play well the first day or even the second day, but lo and behold, the third and fourth day comes around, I start getting used to the golf course, used to my golf swing, what I can and can't do with my swing. And today it was awesome. I hit driver down the middle, irons onto the green, and made a couple putts. Made it simple today. Never let him have the opportunity to take a hole, which is great.
So once he got down a little bit, kind of force him into taking some chances that sounds like probably didn't work out for him.
Absolutely, and the bunker shot on 7 really helped propel me to maintaining the pedal to the metal and forcing him to hit some difficult shots that he couldn't pull out there.
The way you finished, you had 2 putts from, what, 20-ish feet?
It was 20 feet. Knocked it in. Yeah. You know, I was trying to lag it up there, but gave it a little extra effort and went in the hole, which was nice, the left side.
Considering everything you've been through this week and tomorrow's a potential two-match day, how nice did it feel to get through as quick as you did today?
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've won a match 8 and 6 or whatever it was, so it's going to be nice to be able to relax a little bit, get my wits about me from what happened yesterday and the day before, and get ready to go tomorrow.
What does it say about how you're playing on a day if you're trying to lag it and you make it?
I got some good luck going with me. Yeah, it's been great. After Nationals, I was still working on the same things, haven't changed much, but about a week ago, I recognized a sequencing problem in my golf swing and ultimately tried to fix that, and that's difficult, especially trying to re-educate your hands in a new way to rotate through and go through the ball with that new motion. So it's taken a little bit of time, but I'm starting to get used to it and apply it into tournament golf. First couple days, again, were difficult for me, but I got it around in 70, and now I'm ready to go.
What's your inspiration for the Ben Hogan-style cap?
Hogan, yeah. And then also Payne Stewart. I do it in honor of Payne Stewart because he's done so much for the game. And it's been fun because I've obviously go to SMU, and he went to SMU. And so I want to give that honor to him because he has done a lot, and I respect him for that.
How early on did you start wearing that?
When I was 13, I believe. It was funny. I saw that in a pro shop at Poppy Ridge over in California, and we was playing a tournament. I said, "Dad, I want that. That looks so cool. I want to wear that." So I wore it for the tournament, and lo and behold, I actually won the event. I said, "I'm going to keep doing it."
Have you ever taken the opportunity to try to meet some of the Payne Stewart Award winners? Because every year, Ernie Els was just, I guess, named, and a lot of the top pros have won that award, and taking the opportunity to get to know any of those guys, or have you had the chance?
Unfortunately, I haven't had the chance. I would love to get to know them. I've heard a lot of great stories about Payne from other people and how inspirational he was to a lot of guys on tour and how big of an influence he's been, so I respect him for that, and I can't wait to hopefully be out there talking to some of the guys about him.
So did you feel it was kind of destiny when you chose SMU?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Absolutely. Felt it was the perfect fit.
So is there any piece of equipment in your bag that we would consider standard?
Well, the 3-wooden driver. We haven't figured that out yet. We're still trying to mess that one up.
You talk about playing in the John Deere. Obviously, some other guys that have gotten sponsor exemptions while they were still in college have had a pretty successful year. Jason Jordan and Zach Johnson.
No doubt. So,
what was your experience like there?
What was my experience? Yeah. It was incredible. My ball striking wasn't top-notch, but it was fun getting to play on Wednesday. Or no, actually, just to practice with Jordan on Wednesday, and then Thursday get to experience the pressure that comes with a tour event. And again, for me, it was all about experience out there. I learned a lot about what to do and what not to do, what I can and can't do as well, and how much better my game needs to be in order for me to win out there time and time again. Because I know on the amateur level, I've done a pretty good job of understanding what I can and can't do on the golf on these types of golf courses in order to maximize my potential of getting a win. And I've had a lot of top 10s, a lot of top 5s because of it. But the PGA Tour is a whole nother level. So that experience is not only going to benefit me for this coming year, but future to come.
How important is confidence?
David Cook.
Four winner in, or 3-2? 3-2 winner in the first round of match play at the U.S. Amateur. Nice to have a win this close to home at the U.S. Amateur, I'm sure.
Yes. Illinois, I guess.
Having grilled your outside, only one more. Had you had U.S. Amateur experience before, or any USGA?
No, this is my first U.S. Amateur. I played in the U.S. Pub Links last summer. That was my first USGA event last summer.
How'd that
go? I missed the cut last year at the Pub Links.
How did an Illinois boy end up in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Going to school. Loved Raleigh, loved the coaches. I started off at Purdue University in West Lafayette, and after my first year, decided to transfer and really wanted to go somewhere in the Southeast, somewhere with some better weather. Coach Sykes seemed like a good coach, seemed like somebody that I could get along with really well, and somebody that would, you know, he's had success with previous guys before, and I figured he would be a good coach to, you know, learn from.
Which courses did you play growing up?
I worked out at Bolingbrook Golf Club in high school for about 3 or 4 years. I'd say majority was spent there.
What did you do when you were working
there? I was a driving range attendant, driving range picker.
It's a good job. Some of us have had it.
You were the target.
Yeah.
Well, that's a place where you really have to learn how to hit fairways, because if you're off the fairway there, you're bouncing into the water.
Right. Yep. It was a good course to learn from, because the wind's really exposed out there, and they have tees that are pretty far back, so it was a good, you know, training aid for college golf. I think playing out there really got me to learn how to play on the, you know, bigger championship style golf courses.
Were you able to play there for free? How did it work?
Most of the reason I would work once or twice a week. Most of the reason was so that I could practice and play for free.
Did you work for Mike Williams out there?
I did. Yeah, he was my boss's boss. I was in. I knew Mike well, but I worked for Rick Nelson, ran the academy down on the other side of the driving range, and that's where I worked.
Can you tell us a little bit about your match? It looks like you got out early and you were just able to keep grinding along there.
Yeah, I birdied the first two holes to go two up, and I thought that it was definitely a good, you know, start to be able to just kind of ride that out as long as I can, not give it back, and it, you know, kind of stayed right around two up the majority of the round, and I just wanted to keep, you know, hitting good shots, hitting it on the green, and making sure that I was putting pressure on them. And if I made birdie, that's great, but just make sure that I wasn't giving them any holes, making sure that I was just staying in it as long as I could.
Two-part experience question. How much experience have you had playing at Olympia Fields, and how much match play experience have you had?
Olympia Fields, my freshman year when I was playing for Purdue, we played in the University of Illinois tournament on the South course, so I played that course 3 or 4 times. And then I've played the North course probably 3 or 4 times over the last few years, just with buddies and members of mine, or members that are friends of mine, get lessons with the same guys, stuff like that. Match play, I don't have a lot of experience. I played in the ACC-SEC Challenge last fall, and we only played one match. In the last year or so, that's the only time I've played match play. We had Big Ten match play my freshman year when I was at Purdue. That was 3 years ago, though, so that was the only other time, probably.
I know we talked to you a little bit about this yesterday, but do you feel like you're still riding a little bit of the confidence from winning the Illinois Open this summer?
Yeah, I think that was a big stepping stone for me, knowing that I can compete at that level. You know, my coach tells me, my swing coach John Perna has reminded me just continue to, you know, think about that round, think about those days, and, you know, just try to, you know, visualize hitting the golf ball, hitting shots the way that I did when I was there. I played well the first 2 days here, but I wasn't hitting very many fairways, so I hit my driver great at the Illinois Open, and he just kept telling me to remind myself of that and just kind of picture those rounds and, you know, just think about those. So the Illinois Open is definitely a great memory to have, and, you know, in the bank, think going into this match play.
I know Royal Melbourne isn't Olympia Fields, but no. Still, when you go out and shoot 63 somewhere, that's obviously playing some good golf. Is that your low round?
Yeah, low. Yep. 63 nope, 63 is low. 63 is best. I think I've shot 65 four or five times in tournaments, but 63 was the first time.